going to do. Acts the 27th chapter, beginning at verse number 13. A very familiar passage of scripture. It says, "And when the south wind blew softly, supposing that they had obtained their purpose, loosing thence, they sailed close to Crete. 14, but not long after there arose against it a tempestuous wind called Euroclydon. 15, and when the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive. 16, and running under a certain island, which is called Clada, we had much work to come by the boat. 17, which when they had taken up, they used helps, undergirding the ship, and fearing lest they should fall into the quicksands, so were driven. Verse 18, and we being exceedingly tossed with the tempest, the next day they lightened the ship. And the third day we cast out with our own hands the tackling of the ship. Verse 20, and when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was taken away. But after long absence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, Sirs, ye should have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer." Everybody say, "Be of good cheer." Yes. "For there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer." Everybody say, "Be of good cheer." "For I believe God." Somebody say, "I believe God." Say it like you mean it. "I believe God, that it shall be even as it was told me." You may take your seats. I know I read quite a few verses here, but the Bible is right all by itself. I'm going to talk to you all just for a few moments, or as the Spirit lead, from this subject matter. I'm still standing. You ought to look at your neighbor and say, "I'm still standing." I may be a little bent over, but I'm still standing. I may be a little tired, but I'm still standing. I may have bags under my eyes, but I'm still standing. My hair done turned gray, but I'm still standing. Somebody ought to shout, "I'm still standing." After everything that I've been through, I'm still standing. I'm still standing. I'm still standing. I'm still standing. You don't know what I've been through, but the good news is I'm still standing. Now, this is one of the most dramatic scenes imaginable. It is a fascinating reading. The details given on shipping and a shipwreck in the ancient world is one of the most graphic in all literature. And then at the same time, it is a picture of a believer's great trust and of God's great care. As such, it is a challenging lesson for every believer to trust God through all the trials of life, even through the most terrifying trials. We must learn how to trust God. This text is an affirmation that God can leave you standing through the storms of life. I'm going to say it again. God can leave you standing through the storms of life. The Apostle Paul tells of the ordeal of what happened on the ship that was taking him to Caesar. They sailed at the wrong season of the year against Paul's advice and ended up in a tempestuous storm called Euroclydon. And so the ship was beaten, the ship was battered, and they were blown off course. Somebody, you've come to church here today and you know what it is to be blown off course. They had to unload the cargo to lighten the load in hopes that they would be saved. You do know that sometimes as we are sailing on the seas of life, we all encounter some difficult winds. We experience the winds of affliction, the winds of adversity, the winds of fear, winds of unsurety, sometimes the winds of confusion, and the winds of destruction blows our way. Winds will blow in your life, but you must decide what you are going to allow those winds to do to you. You cannot control the wind, but you can control what you allow the winds to do to you. Will you allow the winds to blow you away from God's design and destiny for your life? Or will you allow the winds to blow you closer towards God's purpose? You have to remember that a plane can only gain altitude as it flies against the winds. That's how it receives its altitude. The more wind, the more smooth the flight is. You got to allow the winds to take you up higher. The winds get beneath the plane, and so the plane, because of the winds, amen, will take it to the right altitude. And so it was rough out there for these fellas. Y'all mind if I talk to you for a little while? It was rough out there. It was terrifying. They were quite fearful. In fact, the ship was in the midst of being broken up. It's one thing to be on the sea. Some of y'all scared of water. Some of y'all scared of calm seas. But to be in a boat and the winds are raging, and it's not just an ordinary wind, amen. And the Bible said it was a tempestuous. I mean, that means it was a horrible wind, amen, to the fact that they felt that the ship that they were sailing on was about to be broken up. They figured their life was over. I stopped by here to let somebody know you may have been going through some stuff, and the devil might have been trying to convince you that your life is over. But I just want to declare in this place that the devil is a liar. I wish I had somebody that had declared that with me. The devil is a liar. Come on, say it again. The devil is a liar. I stand on the word of God. I stand on the promises of God. And he said, I come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Amen. Live. Amen. I'm telling you to live. Amen. The abundant life that Jesus has promised to us. And so here they are on the rough seas. They are fearing for their lives. They feel that it's all over. And Paul, he stands up. It's always good to have somebody that'll stand up. How many of y'all know that everybody can't be discouraged at the same time? Now listen, and I understand that discouragement, it comes all of our way, amen. But you got to get to the point that if you're discouraged, become encouraged so that you can help somebody else that's discouraged. It's always good to have somebody else to stand up. It's always good to have somebody that'll render to you an encouragement word. It's good. It's good to hear that you're going to make it. It's good to hear that God is on your side. Have I got a witness here? It's good to hear that everything is going to be all right. In fact, look at your neighbor, and this ain't called prophesying. You're telling them what I'm telling you. To tell them, it's going to be all right. Tell them it's going to be all right. Don't fret. Don't worry. I don't care. I don't care what it look like right now. And I know it looks real bad. It looks real bad right now. I understand that. It looks terrifying. It looks like the boat is getting ready to be broken up. But I stopped by here to let somebody know that it's going to be all right. And so Paul was able to stand up, and Paul was able to tell him that it's going to be all right, because in verse number 23, Paul says, an angel of God stood, he said, by me. He said, for there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am, amen, and whom I serve. You see, God, he will show up in your stormy situations. The presence of an angel was just a reminder to Paul. Every now and then, God will send he'll send a reminder to you. Sometimes storms in life can have a way of shaking us, and storms can have a way of clouding our faith. And every now and then you need a godly reminder that the storms are never more powerful than your Savior. I come to remind somebody here today that whatever you are going through, it is not more powerful than your Savior. Storms in life will happen, and just because you are in his will and walking and working in his way does not mean that storms will not break out. But here's the good news. If I'm going to be in a storm, I can find no better person to be in the storm with me than the Lord. I can find no better person. And so that angel that night was simply a reminder. That angel was God's way of reassuring Paul, because Paul needed to be reminded that he was covered by grace. And I don't know about you, but I'm glad that I know that I am covered by grace. Do I deserve the grace of God? No, I do not deserve the grace of God. But the good news is I am covered by his grace. How many of you all know we'd have been cut off long time ago if it wasn't for the grace of God? You ought to put those hands together and thank God for his grace. Paul needed to be reminded that he was sent to witness to Rome. And when God has a design and a destiny for your life, I want you to know you may have some detours, you may have some delays, but nothing, somebody ought to say, but nothing can abort the destiny that God has for you. Whatever God has for you, here's the good news, that whatever God has for you, there's not a devil in hell. There's not a devil going to hell. There's not a devil coming out of hell, if it's possible, that can stop God's purpose and God's destiny for your life. God had a place waiting on Joseph, and you know what all Joseph had to go through, but God had a place for him. God had the throne waiting for Brother David. God had the promised land waiting for the children of Israel. They may have wandered in the wilderness for 40 long years, but God's promise and God's word was sure. And somebody, you need to hear that today, that in the midst of what you are going through, nothing abort God's plan for your life.
And God says in the book of Jeremiah, I know the plans that I have for you. Even when you don't know the plan, God says, I know the plan. All you have to do is trust God and trust the process that God is using, because it shall come to pass. And so he said, y'all be of good cheer. He said, why? Because the angel of the Lord stood by me. In other words, God showed up. How many of y'all know he'll show up? God will show up. He may not come when you want him to come, but he's always right on time. Do I have a witness that God will show up? God will show up. God will show up. And how many of y'all know every time God shows up, he always just absolutely shows out. God has a way of blowing. I wish I had some folk that knew what I was. Maybe I'm the only one, so I preach to myself. God has a way of blowing my mind. Amen. When he shows up, he always shows out. And so Paul said the first thing is simply this, that an angel stood by me. And then Paul would tell us something else, and I'm almost finished. He'll tell us something else in verse number 25. He would tell us to learn to believe God even more during the storm. It's amazing that we trust God and we believe God when ain't nothing happening to us. We can testify, and testify, because we don't prove it when we go through the storm, all that we've been talking about before the storm arrived. You know, y'all, we bad at talking about how the Lord is a way maker. We good at the Lord is a provider. He's my strength. He's my heart. The Lord is, he's first and he's utmost in my life, and I trust him in every situation. It's easy to talk like that when you ain't going through nothing. But it's a different story when you go to the doctor and get bad news. Can you walk out of that doctor's office and still declare that the Lord is a healer and that healing is the children's bread? When you receive some devastating news, are you still able to say hallelujah anyhow? I'm not going to let my troubles get me down, but when my troubles come my way, I'm going to do what? Lift my head up high and say hallelujah anyhow. I'm wondering, do I got some hallelujah folk up? Don't play with me. Don't play with me. I'm talking about hallelujah anyhow. In other words, whatever comes my way, I got a hallelujah down on the inside. I might have to cry a little bit, but I got a hallelujah anyhow. It may confuse me for a day or two, but I got a hallelujah down on the inside. Paul says that we need to learn to believe God even more while we're going through the storm. Look what he says in verse 25. Can I preach the Bible quickly? He says, wherefore, sirs? In other words, he says, let me get your attention. Can I get your attention for just a few more moments? The first thing he says is be of good cheer. I want you to tell your neighbor, be of good cheer. Put a smile on your face. You don't know what I'm going through, Pastor. I don't need to know what you're going through. First thing you need to do is simply be of good cheer. I'm broke. Be of good cheer. I'm sick. I want you to be of good cheer. He says, don't worry about absolutely nothing. I want you to be of good cheer. And here's the reason I want you to be of good cheer. Secondly, he said, because I believe God. In other words, my God, I'm going to feel like preaching in a minute. In other words, what Paul was saying is, I'm on the same boat that you are on. But I want you to be of good cheer. You know why? Because I believe God. In other words, you might have some doubt. You may have some fear. But because I'm on this boat and you're on this boat, if the Lord don't save this boat for nobody but me, and you reap the benefits of me being blessed, that's why I keep telling y'all, stop hanging around folk that are not blessed. Stop hanging around folk that are always crying and gossiping and complaining. You better get around some somebody say some blessed folk. Because watch this, because while God is blessing them, guess what? Some of the blessings will fall upon you. He said, be of good cheer. Why? Because I believe God. And I stop back here to let you all know, St. Luke Church, I believe God. Your pastor believe God. I believe that God can do anything but fail. I believe God, hallelujah, can make a way out of no way. I believe God is a healer. I believe God is a deliverer. I believe God is a mind regulator. I believe God is a heart fixer. I believe God can supply all of our needs according to his riches up in glory. I believe God. I wonder, do I got any more believers up in here? Yeah, my God, that can declare, I believe God. I want to be around some folk that believe God. I'm not going to believe what the doctor say. I take his advice, but the doctor don't have the last words. The attorney don't have the last word. The psychiatrist don't have the last word. I believe. Somebody ought to shout, I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. And the third thing he said, that it shall be even as it was told me. I want you to be of good cheer because I believe what God has spoken to me through the angel. I want you to, do y'all really believe what God has spoken? God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Listen, when God speaks, the only thing, don't be trying to question God and figure God out and have a dialogue with God. Your mind can't comprehend the mind of God. And so, my God, God has spoken. And your response ought to just simply be, amen. You know, when I respond, amen, Sister Marjorie, what I'm saying it is so. I don't care what it look like. I don't care what it feel like. I got an amen down in my spirit. Why? Because God has already spoken. And I know without a shadow of a doubt that it shall come to pass. He said, be of good cheer. I believe God. It shall be as it was told me. So let the storms of life, let it deepen your faith in God. Let your trials broaden your trust in God. Because faith in God literally says that I believe that what God says it's going to come to pass. And how many of y'all know sometimes you cannot see God's end truth because you are dealing with the now of life. But God says, I'm working on your ending from your beginning. Can I get y'all to understand it? In other words, we work from left to right. We're going this way, trying the best that we know how to make it in this life. Sometimes it seems like we get blown off course, and then we get back on course. Have I got a witness here? And then something else will blow you off course, and you're trying to just hold on the best that you can, and then you get back on course. And that's going to happen as we go through life. But God says, I need you to trust me. Because God says, while you're going from left to right, God says, I'm way over here. I know the ending of your life. You working from left to right. But God said, I'm working from right to left. You coming this way. God said, I'm coming this way because I know your ending from your beginning. And how many of y'all know when you connect with God? When you connect with God, in other words, God knows about my tomorrow. I don't know about tomorrow, Sister Harrison. I just live from day to day. I don't ball from its sunshine because its clouds can turn to great. Many things about tomorrow, Elder Mason, I simply don't understand. But one thing I do know is that God holds me by his hand. I don't know a whole lot. I don't know a whole lot. But what I, my God, what I do know is that God, he holds me. He holds me. He holds me by. He holds me by his hand. You've got to believe God. Some of y'all can't see the sunlight because you're living in your midnight. But how many of y'all know weeping only endure for a night? But somebody ought to shout, joy cometh in the morning. Somebody said it just seems, I can seem like I can't hold on that long. I want you to hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Everybody know what hold on mean, right? I don't want to be deep and theological today, Sister Carla. I just need y'all to just hold on. Life is filled with swift transitions. None unmoved. My God shall stand. Build your hopes on things eternal. And hold on to, tell your neighbor, hold on to God's unchanging hand. You got to learn how to believe God when life is unbelievable. And there's some things that happen in this life, Sister Pat, that just seem unbelievable. But you got to believe God even when life, when it seems to be unbelievable. You must learn to wait on God even when it seems that God is overdue. I better let my daddy preach for a few moments here. He had a birthday yesterday. He'd have been 96 years old. But my daddy, if he was standing here, he'd simply say this. Have thou not known, have thou not heard that the everlasting Father, the creator of the universe, he fainteth not. He giveth power to them that have no might. My father would say he increases their strength, and then he closed every service with, even the youth shall faint and what be weary, and young men shall what utterly fall. But somebody ought to shout, but they that wait. Come on, shout it. They that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew your strength. You're going to mount up with wings as an eagle. You're going to run and not be weary. You're going to walk and you're not going to faint. Somebody said, Pastor, I don't feel like running. Well, I tell you what, I dare you to keep on waiting on the Lord. You've got to learn that even when you feel that God is overdue, that he's an on-time God, and sometimes you got to tell yourself, you got to say self, you got to hold on. Come on, I ain't gonna think you're crazy, but talk to yourself for just a couple of seconds and say, self, you got to hold on. I want you to call your first name this time. I want everybody to call your first name on the count of three and tell yourself, I've got to hold on. One, two, three. Gary, you got to hold on. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Hold on in the midst of your storm. Hold on. I don't care how the winds blow. I got to keep on holding on. I feel like singing a Kurt Carr song. When Brother Kurt Carr said, I almost let go. I felt like I just couldn't take life no more. My problems, they had me bound. Depression, it weighed me down. Lordy! But God, somebody ought to say, but God held me close. So when I would not let go, God mercy kept me. You ought to tell your neighbor that God's mercy kept me in the midst of what I was going through. God's mercy kept me so I wouldn't let go. And then Kirk Carr said, I almost gave up. I was right at the edge of a breakthrough, but I couldn't see it. I stopped by to let somebody know, you're right at the edge, oh Lordy, of a breakthrough. I know you don't see it, I know you don't feel it, but you're right at the edge of a breakthrough. He said the devil had me, but Jesus came and grabbed me. He held me close so I wouldn't let go. Yes, so he said, I'm here today. You ought to tell your neighbor, I feel like preaching now. I'm here today. I'm not worried about yesterday. I'm not worried about tomorrow, but I'm here right now. Say yeah. Yeah. I'm here today because he kept me. I'm alive because of his grace. He kept me. God kept me. So I would not let go. That's my testimony. God is a keeper. I'm still standing because of God. He gave me permission for this rugged path, but he's keeping me. I just got to believe God. I got a Caleb faith. It's a faith that had no expiration date. I've got an Israel faith. It'll cause me to march until God give me the promise. I got a centurion faith. His servant was near death, mile away. But if only Jesus would speak a word, look up towards heaven and tell your God, I need you to speak a word. Speak a word in my home. Speak a word on my job. Speak a word on my children. Speak a word on my sickness. Lord, speak a word. That's all you gotta do, is speak a word. I got faith like Jesus. Not my will. Not my will. Come on, not my will, but your will. I know what I want. Not my will, but your will be done in my life. I surrender all, because all that I am, all that I'll be, I owe it to you, God. And God, I thank you. Come on, tell him thank you. I'm still standing. I've been through the storm. I've been through the rain. But thank God. Thank God. Thank God. I'm still standing. Tell your neighbor, I'm still standing. Yeah. Shake their hand. Shake their hand. And tell them, I'm still standing. I'm still in my right mind. I'm still trusting God. I'm still loving God. I'm standing.
I'm standing. I'm standing on His promise. I'm standing on His word. I'm standing on what I know. And I know that I know that I know that God is an awesome God. God is a faithful God. God is a living God. Ah! Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Elevation. You've been at it for a long time, but look at you. You're still standing. Glory. You're still standing. Carla, you're still standing. Ninety years old. You're still standing. I almost lost my mind, but oh, I'm still standing. I'm still standing. Denisha, that's all that counts, is I'm still here. Mother Geetree, that's all that counts. I'm still here. Hey. 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 That's all that matters. Sister Sheena, that's all that matters. At this point in my life, is I'm still standing. When it seems like that all hell is breaking loose, I'm still standing. A lot of things I don't understand. I don't stop even trying to understand some stuff. Elder Mason, I done stop even trying to understand some stuff. Put it in the hands of God and just keep on standing. Stand on His promise. That's all I have now. Come on here, somebody. My trust is not in you. My trust is in the Lord. That's all we have now. And if we're going to stand, if we're going to stand, if we're going to stand, we're going to have to trust in what God, I'm finished. Let me say this. Trust in God. Trust. Don't miss this. In what He has already said. Some of y'all waiting on a new word. And it's this new word stuff that's getting a lot of folk in trouble. A new word. Can I help y'all? There is no such thing as a new word from the Lord. If you believe the Bible, there's no such thing as a new word. Let me put some Bible with that. So y'all can't say Pastor Watkins made up some stuff. The Bible says that there is nothing new
under the sun. It ain't nothing new. Y'all waiting on a new word, a new revelation, a new this and a new that. That's not biblical. Stand on what's already been written. And watch this. He gives us a warning while we stand. He gives us a warning. He said, don't add nothing to it. And don't take nothing from it. I'm going to stand on the word, Ella Mason. That's why I'm still standing. My knees hurt, but I'm still standing. And watch this. This ain't going to happen, Jordan Asa. Don't cry. Don't worry. But when you deal with the word of God, if they cut both of my legs off and I'm sitting in the chair, I'm still standing on the word. Y'all ain't got to talk back here to me. That's how good God is. Pastor, you making up some stuff. I ain't making up nothing. If John could be beheaded, that means they cut his head off. But yet he has a crown in heaven. Then you can stand on his word with no legs. Don't nobody come after church and question me about how John gonna wear his crown. I didn't cut his head off. Sometimes we want to be too deep. Too deep till we miss the significance of what the word is really trying to tell us. The point is they cut his head off, Josh. He got a crown in heaven. That's up to him and God. How he gonna wear a crown with no head? Some of y'all missed it. Some stuff y'all trying to figure out. Leave it alone. And when you let God do it, that's the time he'll amaze you. Am I right? Keep standing. Y'all keep standing. Whatever you do, just keep standing.